Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to SRF Limited Q4 FY17 post results conference call hosted by Ambit Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ritesh Gupta from Ambit Capital. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi dear friends. Welcome to SRF's Q4 call. We have with us management from SRF, Mr. Anoop Joshi, CFO and President and Company Secretary for SRF, Mr. Rahul Jain, Senior Vice President, Treasury and Corporate Controller. And we also have with us Nitika Dhawan, who heads corporate communication. Nitika, I would like to hand over the call to you now. Thanks.
Thanks, Ritesh. Good evening, everyone. My name is Nitika Dhawan, and I lead communications at SRF Limited. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all of you for joining us on the company's Quarter 4 and Financial Year 2017 Results Conference Call. We will begin this call with brief opening remarks from our President, CFO and Company Secretary, Mr. Anoop Joshi, following which we will open the forum for an interactive question and answer session. Before we begin the call today, I would like to emphasize that some statements made in this call may be forward-looking and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the conference call invite sent out earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Joshi to make his opening remarks.
Good evening, everyone. I warmly welcome you to the SRS Q4 and FY17 results call. I thank you all for taking the time out to participate in our quarterly earnings call. Let me begin by briefly taking you through the key operational highlights for the quarter and FY17, following which we can have a detailed Q&A discussion. We have reported a healthy operating performance in FY17 despite uncertain macroeconomic environment, which adversely impacted some of our businesses. Our diversified business model helped us tide over certain challenges and remains one of our key strengths. Revenues for the year were stable at 5,137 crore and we reported a 20% increase in PAT to rupees 515 crores. For FY17, the board has declared a dividend totaling to rupees 12 per share. This resulted in a cash outflow of rupees 83 crores, including tax, amounting to a dividend payout ratio of nearly 20% for FY2017. Let me give you an update on our segmental performance. This has been a record year for us as we further improved our market share in fluorochemicals business. We continue to consolidate our leadership position with a 50% plus market share on account of increased volumes and better product offerings. You may also be aware that we are the only manufacturers of R134A and R32 in the country. We have also developed in-house HFC blending capability in record time and initiated production of R410A and R407C. Providing competitive and unique edge to us. We are also the first company in India to launch R22 cans under our brand name, Toro. This will help ensure genuine product usage in the market. We have also launched Floron brand in Thailand, which is a promising market and are building it as a home market with our own sales and distribution setup. We have already seen good response to our Floron 134A cans in US and hope to deliver similar performance in Thailand market going forward. Coming to our specialty chemicals business, as discussed in the past, the overall sentiments in the global agrochemical industry remain subdued. This is on account of reduced demand for agri products and inventory overhang. However, we continue to invest meticulously in growing our overall product portfolio and keeping the funnel full in both the agro and pharma segments. From the pipeline of molecules, it is our endeavor to commercialize as many products as possible. We are also proud to receive awards and accolades from our partners. we received the 2016 Supplier Award for Health, Safety and Environment by Syngenta at the Syngenta Global Supplier Conference in Basel, and the 2017 Supplier Award for Sustainability from Bayer in Dusseldorf, Germany. Over the years, we have invested in a world-class facility at Dahej, backed by strong R&D and highly skilled human resources. We remain very positive on the long-term potential of the company's specialty chemicals business to create a tremendous value for all stakeholders. Accordingly, the board has approved a capex of ₹180 crores in the segment to create a production capability to produce new agrochemical molecules. We are confident of our capabilities in the segment and believe that we are well positioned to capture the expected rebound that we see in the global agrochemical industry in the later second half of FY18. Moving to the technical textile business, the nylon tire cord business posted a healthy performance in an increasingly competitive environment. We continue to hold ground despite competition from lower-priced Chinese truck and bus radials. Our focus in this segment is on increasing cost efficiencies. Judicious management of raw material and inventories are leading to better efficiencies and lower wastage. With nominal maintenance and upgradation capex, this business continues to generate notable free cash flows. The performance of the coated and laminated fabrics has been positive despite competition. We continue to maintain leadership position in coated fabrics and retain price leadership position in the laminated fabric segment. In belting fabrics, we increased our market share by deeper penetration into tier 2 players. Revival in the mining and steel sector will further augur well for us. Moving to our packaging film business, we reported stable performance during the year. Our Indore and Thailand facilities continue to set new benchmarks of being the lowest cost producer in the country. Optimizing product mix, rationalizing manpower, and efficient raw material management have helped us maintain margins. We continue to focus on increasing the share of innovative value products to the overall portfolio. In February this year, we commissioned the new BOPET film unit at Indore. The facility incorporated with state-of-the-art technology having both side coating capability and will boost production of our value-added products. The new Indore domestic tariff area BOPP plant is progressing as per plan. TVS supply overhang continues in BOPET and BOPP. Hence, margins are likely to remain under pressure. However, with our strategy to deal with organized players and focus on cost, we should still be able to deliver a decent performance. We have a challenging year ahead on account of agrochemical slowdown, strengthening rupee, increase in effective tax rates, and the non-availability of certain tax allowances. Despite these challenges, I would like to say that all our businesses should deliver healthy performance in subsequent quarters. We remain committed to continue on enhancing our operational excellence, building strong customer relationships, growing our R&D capabilities through innovation, and building an everlasting SRF brand. On that note, I conclude my remarks and would like to thank you all for joining us on this conference call. We would now be happy to discuss any questions, comments, or suggestions that you may have.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, you may press star and one. We take the first question from the line of Atul Tiwari from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Sir, my question is on the margins. So across the segments, you know, we saw a dip in margins on a year-on-year basis, and especially, you know, on the consolidated numbers also. Could you throw some more light on that? I mean, why margins are down? Is it a mix issue or is it a pricing issue in the individual category?
See, I tried to communicate, you know, for the different segments how the market has behaved in the last year. While technical textiles, you know, delivered little better compared to the last year and, you know, compared to the last quarter, the packaging film was more or less stable in terms of margin. The chemical business, because of the agro being, you know, a slowdown, and, you know, that has impacted that sector and that particular segment quite significantly. So therefore, I mean, despite the overall growth in the refrigerant section, we have had a little, you know, lower margins in this quarter as well as year, which has caused the overall margins of the company to go down a little.
Okay, and so my second question is on the CapEx outlook for next year. Any guidance for the full year CapEx number?
For the year gone by, we have, I think, spent nearly 700 crores on capital expenditure. And in the year to come, that is 17-18, our plans are to spend something like 1,000 crores on various. Largely, it will be for the, you know, the chemicals, specialty chemical and the refrigerant chemical segment. And partly of the ongoing capex that we have for the BOPP line that we are putting up for the packaging film business. But this is likely to be a capex heavy year. I mean, this will be far more than what we have incurred in this FY17.
Okay. So, sir, it looks like, I mean, you are incurring a lot of capex while the demand outlook is still not completely clear. Don't you think there is a risk that with all these, you know, facilities commissioned and, you know, the capex having been done, if the demand, say, doesn't pick up over next 18 months, you know, it may impact our, you know, ROEs and cash flows?
See, in business and specialty, the business like, you know, the chemicals where the technology plays its role, where the, you know, market turnaround can happen any day, you know, we need to be ready to supply the requisite products as and when the demand picks up. So while, as I stated in my opening remarks also, our long-term view on the specialty chemicals and the chemicals as a sector remains very positive and robust. So we need to build up our capabilities and capacities to be able to pick up when the turnaround happens. Now, obviously, you know, such capex decisions are not taken on the basis of a year or a 2 years of slowdown in any particular industry. These are, you know, long-term with a you know, very strong R&D and the technology background that we have created over a period of time. And based on the funnels of the inquiries that we have from the different pharma as well as agro majors, on account of, you know, various molecules that we are developing. So obviously this cannot, something that you cannot halt based on, you know, a temporary setback in the market environment.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Sudarshan Padmanabhan from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, one, you know, clarification, you know, probably on the refrigerant side. I think with probably, you know, the ban which was being talked about in the U.S. for the R134A, would I assume, would my assumption be right that probably there would have been a higher amount of, you know, demand, you know, ahead of the ban, and therefore, you know, the sales would have been on the higher side, but probably the 134A business basically comes with the lower margins, which kind of, you know, impacts us with the lower margins.
The R-134A, I mean, you are saying the demand increasing in anticipation of the anti-dumping being levied?
Yes. Probably on account of that.
I think this anti-dumping came sometime in February or the beginning of March, I think end of February. And by that time, everybody had for that season, because the 134A purchase in U.S. market begins somewhere in November and goes right up to the January month. So obviously, people have to buy and keep their stocks. I mean, yes, they might have anticipated that the anti-dumping duty is coming through, and therefore, we did not see much increase only on that account of anti-dumping being levied in R-134A. R-134A market in India as well as outside of India has been, you know, growing at a very steady pace, and in fact, the growth has been something like 30% or so over the last year's volume. Of course, immediately if you talk about the next 6 months, that the same spate of increase may not continue because some people might have bought and stored it for this season. But when the next season comes, sometime in the month of November or so, we will see that pickup because of this also in the U.S. market.
Yeah. And sir, with respect to the additional 180 crores capex for which the board has approved, I mean, can you throw some light on, you know, what is this molecule about and, you know, probably what kind of, you know, when can one see some kind of commercialization over there and what can be the potential of this?
This is a joint development with one of our leading customers, and this will be a lock-in for a substantially longer period of time of good quantities. Surely this will take about anything between 12 to 18 months for the project to set up. And this is, in agro also, this is some kind of, you know, further active ingredient is something that we are trying out on agro for the first time. Having done a lot of amount and having interacted with the customer for the last 7-8 years. So with a kind of a joint development, the AI is going to be something that we are now getting into.
Yeah.
And there's a you know, long-term lock-in with the customers.
Sir, this capex of 1,000 crores that you had mentioned, I mean, given that we are always, you know, we have been spending the capex probably in the last year towards, you know, the film business as well as the specialty chemicals. I mean, broadly, this 1,000 crores, can you just, you know, give us some color on the split? I mean, how much would it be towards the specialty chemicals? And also, you know, you had mentioned about aspirations in the pharmaceutical space. So how much would we also be enhancing some capacities towards the CGMP facility that we have?
See, I think we have been declaring the capexes in the earlier, and, you know, some of the capexes are in pipeline already, like CGMP capex is in pipeline that is, you know, will be over maybe in the third quarter or fourth quarter. Then there is another CMS project that we had announced that will also be sometime in 2017 we'll be setting up. Then there is already announced the BOPP capex, which, you know, the polyester film had undertaken at about 300 crores, 256 crores, which will be up and running sometime in March 2018. And then recently announced the 180 crores on this active ingredient that I talked about. So all of them, if the cumulative and, you know, some small capexes will keep on going, it more or less adds up to 1,000 crores, or maybe a couple of them will also come through on which we are working right now. So large amount of this, except that BOPP plant, is going to go to the chemicals business.
Sure. Just you know, taking from the previous participant, I mean, would you, given that we have seen last couple of years being very tapered on the agrochemical space and we are putting up capacities, I mean, broadly, do we have any internal, you know, targets? Because when we are putting such huge capex, you would obviously, you know, expect certain amount of utilization happening over a period of time. Can you throw some light on what is probably the next 2 years, 3 years kind of, you know, industry outlook that we have on the, you know, chemical space, and, you know, what kind of utilization one can look at from the incremental capacities?
See, what we believe is we are at probably at the lowest end of the cycle, and therefore from here the cycle should only turn around. I mean, it may be difficult for anybody to guess whether this is going to happen in the second half of FY18 or the later half of 2018 and so on. But we have seen, you know, based on our interaction, understanding of the space, we have seen that this kind of agro and the commodity cycle, there is a cycle of about 6 to 7 years, and every time, you know, there is some kind of a downside. It's only going to come up because the world cannot live without food. And the yield is the only way to increase the overall, you know, food production to supply to the always increasing population. So it's only a matter of time before a turnaround takes place. The innovators are all talking to us. We are developing molecules with them. We are doing the, you know, if not the commercialization, the initial activity of having a pilot, testing our technologies, all that thing is in place. These people are only waiting for the right time to obviously launch the new and the innovative products, which by definition are costlier compared to, you know, a generic product. Therefore, they are also waiting for this turnaround. The moment it happens, we are ready with a whole lot of molecules to be supplied to them and the scale will be something that will be really good for us going forward once that turnaround takes place. And we strongly believe that this is not very far off now.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Just one last thing from my side, sir. Can you qualitatively tell us over the last 2 to 3 years in the agrochemical space and the pharma space, You do not share the exact number of projects or what we do, but qualitatively, have we seen any kind of, you know, increase in the number of projects that we do, probably, you know, products moving from probably an early stage to probably at a later stage, you know, closer to commercial supplies over there with probably the innovators that we are working on. If you can give some clarity on both the sides of the coin, I mean, both on the agro side and on the pharma side.
See, I mean, despite whether the agro was in a slowdown mode or not, we always wanted, a substantial amount of pharma in our portfolio. And pharma by definition is far more complex. It takes that much more time to break into new customers and new market and new molecules. So we have been consistently working on this. And, you know, that's why if you see, why did we need to put up an MPP plant? Because we wanted facilities to have more and more molecules tested, more and more molecules developed in concurrence with the in discussion with our customers. So that it's not, while the commercial quantities may not have been supplied, all our facilities are working on some of the other molecules all the time. And that is what gives us a confidence and, the kind of courage to incur this kind of capital expenditure. If there was no inquiry, if the funnel was not full, if the pilot and the initial test work was not to be done, obviously you will not start continue to put up these kind of facilities. So it's only a matter of time, as I said. We are ready with, I can only say, in double digits, various molecules which we have tested and the pilot has been done. It's only a matter of time when they go and launch these products. Obviously, the demand will come on us.
Sure, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Surya Patra from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. Sir, is it possible to say what would be the mix between the refrigerant gas and fluoro specialty business in the chemical division?
Almost 50-50.
Almost 50-50. Okay. And fluoro, the refrigerant gas volume, can you indicate, sir? And for the full year, how much it would be?
R22, you know that whatever is about 10,000 odd, and we obviously produced and sold to the capacity.
Yes.
There was nearly about 30% increase on the volumes that we sold last year.
Okay.
So it was about 7,000 last year.
Yes.
To that, 32%.
So okay. 1,500
during the year.
Okay. And so now, on the export market front, after this, after the ban on or the anti-dumping duty by US, any sense that you are gathering there? What is the kind of a volume, spurt that we can see in the subsequent period, or any sense that you are gathering?
See, even without this anti-dumping, our exports to the US and various other countries have been showing a very, very good pull.
Correct.
Specifically on account of anti-dumping duty, if you were to attribute, probably nothing has happened because people were maybe anticipating this and therefore the U.S. market imported in advance and stocked up.
Okay.
But the real impact of this anti-dumping duty we are going to feel somewhere in the November 2017 when
okay.
The next season of the buying starts with the U.S.
Okay. Sir, as you said possibly last time that around 500 ton of business that you have done, so far, R-134A is concerned with US market. So, what is the in FY17? What would be that number?
The number of US I may not be able to share, but what I can say is out of the 9,000 or that I told, more or less 50% has been exported, and the balance 50% has been sold in India. So, 134A is showing the growth both in Indian market as well as outside of India. Because there is a lot of replacement at the OEM level now with
okay.
The R32 and 134A for the gases, which are going to replace the R22 and the blends are replacing this.
Okay. Okay, fine. And regards to margins, sir, in fact, we are seeing a kind of sequential decline. So since we are talking about expansion in the business and across all the segment, possibly not in that technical textile business, but all other business. And we are seeing a much stronger growth in the refrigerant gas business than the fluoro specialty side. So then possibly the indication is that the margin will see a kind of a downward move in the subsequent period. So how do you, or what is your sense on that?
See, we look at both the chemicals as one chemical segment. Therefore, you know, our investment pattern also, if you had been watching in past,
yes,
both the verticals, you know, like for example, this CMS plant is directly relatable to the, you know, chemicals business. And the 1, 2, 3, 4 YA pilot that we set up is also relating to that. So for us, this is, you know, these are actually, you know, we look at it as one segment. So the investment will continue to be there. Yes, I mean, relatively, if you ask, the specialty chemicals business by definition will have a little better margin compared to the refrigerant gases. But refrigerant also, with the kind of technology and the kind of early mover advantage that we have with our own in the market share, if you see, we are holding more than 50% market share of the refrigerant gases. So over a period of time, and the 134 anti-dumping duty that you just now talked about, all these things should hopefully contribute to some improvement in the margin going forward.
Okay. Sir, any update on the timelines? What is the progress there, or whether we have started doing the validation activities there, or what all?
Thymol, we are more or less ready to make our the DMF filing in the maybe next couple of weeks or so. After it is filed, then, you know, there has to be the whole process of inspection, verification, and then the customers, you know, using it and, you know, filing in their files and so on. So that entire process, I suppose, will take nearly about a year or so for us to really shift the customers from the Thymol that we source from DuPont to our own Thymol. So the quality verification and everything has happened at our end, and now we are in the process of filing the drug master files with all the evidences and with all the quality parameters checked internally.
Okay. And on the regard NPCF, I think by now we would be seeing almost optimal utilization of the capacity. So are we thinking about any capacity addition there as well?
NPCF, our view has been very clear that it is a cash cow for us. We don't intend putting up additional facilities on the NPCF because we find that it's not a growing business. The overall, I mean, the growth in India is of nearly 2 to 3%, which does not justify putting up additional capacity. With better utilization of the products and, you know, whether running of the existing plant, we are able to increase the volumes. And the other part is the other components of technical textile business, be it your laminated fabrics, coated fabrics, and belting fabrics. The thrust is also on those elements, and they have now started contributing not significantly, but substantially, if I may say so, to the overall technical textile business cycle. So our thrust is more on those elements, which are not a capex heavy, verticals, if I may say so. But NTCF, we have taken a conscious call. We will maintain and upgrade the existing equipment to increase if the market demands a little more, have a better capacity utilization, rather than putting up additional capacity.
Okay. So just last one question. Whether the margin profile of the textile business has improved better than that of the packaging this quarter?
This quarter was a peculiar quarter, you know. There were a couple of factors which contributed to this. One was the commodity pricing, caprolactam price, you know, went very high, which helped us in some of the earlier contracted prices and the inventory gains. One bit was also saving on some power and, you know, considerable amount done on our cost and the waste reduction, which all of them contributed in this particular quarter. But,
okay.
I mean, having said that, the inventory part is not something that will sustain over a period of time.
Yeah.
Because the moment it has fallen, the newer contract, or if it goes up, then our margin will also accordingly, you know, with the newer contracts that we sign with our customers, will have to reflect that current reality.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Chetan Thakkar from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sir, if you can share the volume data by region on the packaging side, India, South Africa, Thailand for FY17 and 16.
The volume data, we have utilized all our capacities to the full. So, you know, whatever is the number plate capacity, if you see, we have got two lines for Bopet in India. Mm-hmm. We have got one line for Bopet in Thailand. And we have one line for BOPP in South Africa. And new BOPET came in February only. in India in the DTA section. That also we more or less whatever we produce we have sold across all the substrates across all the geographies.
And so what would be the total capacity for both BOPP and BOPET put together for Indore?
So Indore will be now more or less 90,000.
Both put together?
Yes.
BOPP has not come out of
the BOPP. In Indore, BOPET is the only one which is on stream as of now. So two lines were in our SEZ. One line was commercialized in February 2017. That adds up to nearly 90,000 of BOPET.
Okay. And
BOPP in Indore in DTA is yet to come, which will come sometime in March 2018. That will make it like in 20,000 across BOPET and BOPP.
Okay. And on the specialty chemical side, what would have been the revenue growth this year compared to last year?
The revenue growth has been, it's almost flat, let me say so. Yeah. It's been flat.
Sure. And on the 1,000 crore capex, if you can just break it up a little more, I was just looking for that. Out of that, 180 crore is for the new capex that you've announced.
Yes.
250 crore is the balance which is left for Indore, is that correct?
About 300 crores. Maybe some bit we would have spent already. So the capex is 256 crores. Maybe 200 crores was that. So that makes it nearly 400 crores. Then we have some remaining capex on our CMS plant, which was 165 crores, out of which there may be something. Then about 70 crores on our CGMP plant, which is underway. And, you know, a couple of other smaller capexes. And some other capexes which are in pipeline, you add all of them together. As I said, you know, somebody else had also asked, out of 1,000 crores that we have in our mind, nearly 200 crores may be allocated to the BOPP line, which is yet to be incurred. The rest all is largely to the chemicals.
Sure, sir. And so on the 1234YF, how much money are we spending?
That's a pilot plant, small plant, I think 25 to 30 crores, something like that. That is already spent and, you know, the pilot is already put up. The testing and the, you know, analysis is all going on in terms of quality and the yield and so on, all those parameters.
And it's fair to assume the cash flow now that will be generated in FY18, all of that is most probably getting redeployed. So our debt in absolute terms will probably remain here or go up a little?
Well, in the interim, it may go a little up, but, you know, we believe that at the end of the year, we should be able to maintain the more or less similar debt profile. Yeah.
And in terms of debt, so the target is largely on the debt equity proportion or on the absolute debt number?
We are maintaining an absolute debt number rather than debt equity, because debt equity will keep on improving as we keep on growing and making profits.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Amar Maurya from NK Global. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, what was the refrigeration and the specialty chemical mix in financial year 16? Like you said, it was 50-50 in the financial year 17.
And it remains more or less same, you know, give or take 50 or 100 crores here and there. Because depending upon, you know, the agrochemical has been relatively slow in 17, so maybe it has gone down by another 50 crores or so. But it remains more or less 50-50.
Okay, okay. And secondly, sir, what is our capacity today in R32?
R32 capacity is nearly, I think, 4,000 or so.
4,000 or so. And what would be the utilization for this?
R32 earlier, you know, There's been a lot of improvement because the demand pickup was also not that great and our cost structure was also not. We have done a lot of work around that.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's been a good pickup in India as well as outside of India. And we export a little. Our cost structures have significantly improved. And R32 demand in India is now, because that is a replacement for R22 and all.
Mm-hmm.
So that is doing well now, much better compared to the last year.
Okay, okay. And sir, some bit of color on the margin, like, you know, given that the mix of your chemical business, which is now becoming 50-50 for specialty as well as refrigeration, so is it like, you know, by when we can see actually we reaching to the historical level of margin? I mean, how the color, I mean, if you can give some color on that part.
color, I can only mention that the margins in specialty chemicals by definition are better than refrigerant chemicals, and you can find n number of refrigerant alone companies. They will give you a sense of margin what generally these kind of products. The only plus that we have is we have a unique proposition where we have, you know, all the products in refrigerant gas, right from 32 to 22 to 134A to blends. So that obviously will put us in a little better position compared to some of our competitors. But, I mean, the overall margin profile will only improve when the, you know, agro and the pharma, the share increases in RKT, which we hope that, you know, it can happen sooner than what we may expect. But nobody can put a finger in terms of exact time and idea.
Okay, sir. One last, sir. Sir, in agro and our pharma specialty chemical business, what is the kind of sweat ratio we can see going ahead? I mean, what is the normal thumb rule for this?
See, considering that, you know, that the kind of business that we are in, the specialty chemical, quite frankly, the utilization and the asset term and, you know, these kind of ratios are irrelevant, because you are doing a whole lot of new developments where the utilization of the asset is not typically seen like a commodity. Here, the kind of molecules that you develop on which you work, they are far more complex. For example, pharma molecules are far more complex compared to agro. Agro also, considering when we started, these were one or two step processes. Now we are getting into 7, 8, 9 step processes. And, you know, if you have a specialized, like a customer, as I said, you know, we are going to put up a facility for a customer and a joint development with them. So while these equipments and these assets we are putting on the ground to be able to be ready when the, you know, substantial amount of those newer products and innovative products are launched and they are commercially, you know, so to say, successful. But for the time being, the way we are in, we rather want to have more and more molecules developed and ability to deliver on the requirements of the customers, and therefore these are more as a testing or a pilot facilities, if I may say so. So that, you know, the bouquet of the molecules that we are in a position to you know, manufacture and deliver to our customers, we are looking at those number rather than the absolute number of how much quantity each of the facility is producing. Because the margin is more important here in these kind of specialized chemicals rather than the maybe top line.
Okay. So, but then any number in the mind, like going ahead in down the line, 4 years, 5 years, what you would be targeting and what is the current number?
I think it should be at least anything above one. Anything above one.
So today it is below one?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That's all for my side.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Ritesh Gupta from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for taking my questions. The first one is on packaging films. So we have seen a bit of margin moderation of 270 bips. Now, just to understand this, this is an outcome of the new capacity that you have added and that is not fully utilized, and your depreciation charges, etc., have already hit the numbers. Or is there a moderation in the industry margins itself, given the supply has probably increased? So just a bit of color, and do we expect the margins to decline from 13%, probably what you have posted this year? This is already almost a 150 bps decline on the standalone margins. Do we expect the margins to further moderate in the coming year?
See, Ritesh, I mean, this industry, you know, how does it function? While it is a growing industry in India, it grows at 12%, the world over it grows something at 6% and so on. So the capacities also come in bunches. In the last year, I think there are as many as four capacities on BOPET, four lines of BOPET that has been, installed and operationalized, including one of ours. So obviously it puts some strain on the supply. But over a period of time, the demand will catch up. That is what our belief is. That is at a larger landscape if you talk. But having said that, margins are definitely, when the supply of the three, four lines will come up, they will be under pressure. But we believe that, you know, like, you know, we also set up our, announced our line in February. And I think in the next 2 to 3 months, we were able to sell whatever we produced. We had orders in advance. So the entire line was sold. Now that is the, as far as the pull from the market for our product categories are concerned. But surely, you know, if the product as such, because of the supply overhang, takes a hit on the sale price, or takes the hit on the raw material side, which is not immediately something that we can pass on. Because if you, let me remind you, we deal with all the organized customers. We deal with customers with the long-term contracts where, you know, the pricing is not done on each quarter, on each month for that matter. It is done maybe at, in some cases on a year basis, some cases on a Q-1 basis. So, you know, we are not immediately able to, if, you may be aware that PET and MEG prices had also risen in the last quarter, you know, significantly, and therefore our ability to pass on, because we are not that much in the spot market, since we are not dealing that much in the commodity. So that pressure you would have seen in the last quarter. But overall, yes, because the BOPP as well as BOPET, the supply overhang continues world over as well as in India. So that will have it, but you know, we have our own strategies of concentrating, as we keep saying all the time, having more concentration on that, having more concentration and focus on your cost cutting, having more focus on, you know, how you deliver to the customer and get a premium, and you know, supply his different kinds, different varieties and bouquet of the product that he requires. All of this, I think, while margin will remain under pressure, but I think we will find ways and means of delivering a decent performance even while this is the overhang may continue for some time.
Right, sir. And sir, just on chemical side as well, I mean, just to understand, this is even in this quarter, I think the specialty chemical probably margins would have moderated, and as you said, I mean, it's predominantly an impact of weaker sales rather than anything else. So you haven't seen the gross margins coming under pressure for specific molecules?
I don't think so, the gross margin, because the cost, the fixed cost, etc., remain, you know, at wherever they are, like, you know, depreciation will remain, and we keep on incurring new capexes. Some of the small capexes keeps on getting, you know, obviously capitalized, and you will have the people around that. You will have, you know, all other costs associated with that. So the net margin will be under pressure until the, you know, the leverage takes place completely to the extent possible.
Right. And the last one from my side, you did about 9,500 on R134 this year, and probably I think the capacity is around 12,500. So any plans to kind of expand or kind of debottleneck the capacity there itself, or you will have to put up a new capacity along with the existing capacity if US demand turns out to be higher than what probably you are building in right now?
In chemicals, I mean, based on our experience, it may be possible to, you know, debottleneck any existing line to the extent of 30 to 35%, and you know, we started looking at that because now that you know, we are reaching good capacity utilization on 34A, and we are looking how the market is behaving, and also considering the US anti-dumping duty, which will probably you know, be positive for us in the next cycle when the US buys in November, December. We have started looking at how to debottleneck and improve our capacity going forward. But as of now, no new additional capacity is planned.
Okay, okay. Thanks so much, sir. That's all of my questions. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Shaleen Kumar from UBS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, so just a bit on this, your new capex, whatever I could understand that, you know, this is a joint development, and then this is a little different from your previous capex. Here you may have a much more visibility of revenue, given there is some kind of lock-in as well. So, sir, can you give us a bit of guidance over here, you know, what kind of asset turnover one you can expect on the margin in this new capex?
Well, I mean, it's a little premature because while I mentioned that there is a customer tie-up, there is a, you know, technology which we jointly developed. We worked a lot on this for the last 6-7 years, and it's an active ingredient to the agro sector. We believe that this the volumes, etc., are going to be very good, considering that the amount that we have deployed. At this point of time, I will not be able to really share, you know, what exactly those volumes. Maybe by the next quarter, we'll have a better sensing of this, because we are still in talks of how the volumes and, you know, how the periodicity of, you know, the lifting and so on. But it's a fair amount of revenues which will be generated by this project, and for a fairly longer period of time.
Right, sir. So, but just a bit of understanding on the margins, like what kind of margin one can expect out of this plant?
That I won't be able to share, sir.
Okay, margin accretive, dilutive, nothing.
Surely it will be accretive, that's what.
Okay, right.
We have worked on this project for a long period of time, as I said, you know, for the last 6-7 years it's been in this.
So that's what I was wondering, sir. Basically, I that's like a gradual move for you. So should we be seeing more projects like that coming where the visibility will be strong? You have worked with your existing customer for a long period of time, and now is the next phase. So, you know, should we expect some more movement like that, some more projects like that?
That's why we keep on investing in our R&D facilities. We keep on investing in our, you know, the multi-purpose plants, the CGMP plants. The idea is because this is a, you know, the research and developing new molecules, working on new technologies, these are not easy things to do. You know, they take, as I said, in this particular year, it's taken about 5 to 7 years. So that's why we keep on building unabated, and, you know, we keep on spending the capexes to be able to, you know, reach in a reasonable period of time where we get some such customers with a big volume, with a big, you know, lock-in in terms of timing and better margin and so on and so forth. So hopefully, I mean, you will see some such more projects going forward.
Right, great. So I missed a bit on the technical textile margin thing. So our margins are lower because of the raw material price increase in between, and our agreement were at a lower price. Is it my understanding correct, or there was something else?
Yes.
And now since there is
you
some...
There have been other factors as well, you know, the cost efficiencies, the reduction in waste, the overall cost of production, power. You know, there are a couple of things which have also, other things also have contributed.
Right.
And as I said, you know, some of the other... verticals of technical textiles have also contributed a little.
Okay. And so just last question, just bookkeeping question over here. So the depreciation is almost at the same level as like the last quarter, though there is a new plant commencement. So is it fair to assume that our depreciation cost will go up probably in the next quarter or so?
Sure, it will. Because, you know, if you see that the bigger capex that we capitalized in the last year is this... about 300 odd crores that we spent on BOPET that got capitalized only in February, the fag end of the financial year.
Right.
So shortly this will have a full year impact in the next year. And the couple of others will also show up. So it is like, you're right, absolutely right. This depreciation charge will increase in the next year.
Okay. So I just missed, also there's one more question I have, like, in fact, like, it's like two in one. So one is on your other income. There was some, you know, there's a little bit of excess of other income in this quarter. And so you also said, you know, the tax benefit may not be there for some plans which we have going forward. So, sir, what kind of tax rate should we expect for FY18? And if you can explain this other income in this four quarter. And that's it from my
side. Other income is largely forex gain that we had this year compared to the loss last year.
Okay.
And you know, a couple of adjustments arising out of the Ind AS, you know, because we shifted to Ind AS during this year. This was the first year, so there were some adjustments which has risen to given rise to this. As far as the tax is concerned, if you know, we are an R&D driven company and we spend a lot on research and development. In the last budget, they had said that as against 200% tax deduction on R&D, it will be now pared down to 150%, which is a significant, increase of tax liability for us. Second is, until last year, you had an investment allowance reserve for the capexes to the extent of 15% of the capital cost. We are a highly, you know, capital expenditure incurring company. Like, we have a plan of 1,000 crore in the next year. We spent 700 crore last year, so obviously 15% on that is quite a lot. So these are the two things which are going to hit us on the tax rate. While we had something like 23 to 24% effective tax rate last year, this is likely to go up to something where, you know, about 30% or so in the next year, which is a 6% delta is a substantial impact on us.
Right, sir. Right. Got you, sir. Thank you so much for answering my question, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Paresh Jain from Max Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Paresh.
In this specialty chemicals, what is the mix between agri and pharma?
The same, about 25-75.
So, is it fair to assume that agri has not degrown this year?
Agri has not degrown, but, you know, what I would say, a little, you know, the realization and the sales got deferred. I mean, I don't know how will you call it, whether it is a degrowth. Yes, I mean, in terms of overall revenues, if you see, it's a little down compared to the last year.
No, because last year also mix was close, I mean, more or less at the same level, 75-78% was agri, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And this year also specialty chemicals revenue, you're saying, is flat largely.
Yes.
So I can understand agri not going, but pharma, I think last year same time we were very bullish on pharma. So why has that not grown as such?
It takes time it depends on the various batches that you produce on the pharma as well as agri. So it will not be like to like. You know, the pharma that we did last year may be quite different from pharma that we did this year in terms of development in the molecules. So it's not absolutely, it's difficult. It's not, it may be apples and oranges, to say the least.
No, I mean, my point is that, I mean, when you highlighted even at your press release and your initial commentary, it spoke about the downturn in the agri market, which is reasonable and fairly well understood by all of us. But pharma was something which you started off and you did well last year and this year also. I mean, pharma market as such, I don't see any downturn as such. I mean, it's a continuous, it's a business which will continue to do well forever. So why is it that, I mean, if you can just explain slightly more in detail that...
Pharma, if you say, while we are working on a lot of things, you know, the entire cycle for the approval, for the new products, for the new geographies that we are trying to break into takes a little more time. So that has not really culminated into a significant addition to the pharma revenues or therefore the bottom line this year.
So
but yes, going forward, this will pan out.
Okay. So do you have a dedicated plan for any of your pharma clients?
No. CGMP plant that we are putting up is mainly to cater to the pharma plant clients, which will be operational sometime in the third quarter.
But that is again not a dedicated, I mean, when I'm saying dedicated plant, like for some of the agri customers, you have a few dedicated plants for them, right?
No. It is not dedicated in that sense, but, you know, some of the pharma products are required to be produced and delivered out of a CGMP plant. So to that extent, this will cater to those pharma customers who require this to be sourced only from a CGMP facility.
But I thought a CGMP plant was one way and you'd be doing multiple products.
Yeah, it can do multiple products with some amount of, you know, tweaking that you are required to do, but only for pharma products largely. It's not for agro as such.
Okay.
I don't know whether I've answered your question.
Okay.
But yes, I mean, between the different pharma products, it is something which is, you can say, a multi-purpose plant in that sense.
Okay. And this year, 700 crores of capex that you have done, can you give a breakup between the different segments?
Largely, it is just, about 250 crores, 300 crores on BOPET. Another, whatever is the balance is all largely on chemical businesses, the various projects that are going on, the CMS,
right.
The CGMP, the multi-purpose plant,
right.
All of that.
Right. And next year, 1,000
crores? All, you know, dedicated facility, P29 and P17 also, we, about 30-40 crores rupees we spend on that.
This dedicated facility that you said, the P29 and all, these are all for agri, right?
Yes, that's agree.
So my point was that have you got such dedicated facilities for pharma also?
Not as of now.
And this 1,000 crores capex that you said in FY18, 300 crores is on again on packaging, right?
That's right.
And the balance 700 crores is largely on
150 crores or so.
Huh? 250. And the balance 750 on specialty chemicals.
Specialty as well as other chemicals, because it has got CMS, it has got various other plants on the refrigerant.
So out of 750, is everything planned or does it also take into account some new announcements that might come during the year?
Sorry? I missed that.
Out of the 750 crores of capex in chemical business,
yeah.
Is everything planned or does it also take into account some new announcements that might come during the year?
New announcement will also come. Some of the new announcements will come.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Fine, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Dheeresh Pathak from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. So I would like to know what is the capital deployed in the fluoro specialty chemical business, more so at the Dahej campus, how much capital have you deployed in this business so far?
Chemicals business capital deployed is about 3,000 crores.
No, but that includes
all the working capital as well as the fixed assets. Bhiwadi and Dahej and everything. If you were to dissect between Dahej, in Dahej it may be about 1,900 to 2,000 crores.
2,000 crores. And of that 2,000, how much is specialty chemical blocks?
That we do not share separately for the specialty chemical and so on. But because for us it is one segment, as I said, both within the refrigerants as well as specialty chemicals. But largely, if you see, a substantial amount of this 2,000 crore is dedicated to the specialty chemicals.
Okay. Okay, sir. And on this, we did revenues of about 750 crores this year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we take the last question. We take the question from the line of Jasdeep Walia from Infina Finance. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, my question is with respect to the CAPEX, large CAPEX that you have announced. My earlier understanding was that big investment in the specialty chemical business is required only when you have to construct a commercial scale plant. So to build an R&D funnel, you need to create smaller pilot plants which don't anyways require much CAPEX.
Yes, you're right.
So if the projects are not getting commercialized, why is your CAPEX spend high?
This particular plant is a dedicated plant, not a dedicated in that sense, but it is to cater to one particular customer with whom we have a commercial lock-in for a substantially longer period of time. So
this is 180 crore CAPEX, I understand. But the other part of the CAPEX, so 750 minus 180 will be roughly 570.
But there are different projects out of that. Some of the projects are pre-announced. So 750 for example, the multi-purpose plant that we announced in last year of 180 crores, the entire amount of it has not been, spent. So some amount will get spent this year. Then we have the CGMP facility that is also under construction, and it will get capitalized maybe third or fourth quarter. Some amount will come out of that also. Then there are other smaller capexes that we have, which we are still on the drawing board to decide and, really frame and go to the board, and over a period of time you will listen about that. So all of that is a part of the 750. The CMS plant also is not completely spent. That is also under construction on the refrigerant side. So all of that is the 750 and 180 that we just now announced.
So could you explain the CMS plant, sir? What is that?
The chloromethane plant that we announced last year for the refrigerant. That is what the CMS is.
And so what kind of turnover can the specialty chemical business produce at the current level of gross block?
Full utilization, it should be something above one. But, somebody else has also asked that, our main endeavor is not the top line, because these are complex molecules. There are, idle capacities at many points of time. You work on different molecules. You change over time. So, all of that is more, therefore, we concentrate more on the bottom line and more complex technologies and the chemistries rather than, just looking at, because then that will become like any other commodity if you were to just look at the top line more.
Got it. Thanks for that, all for much.
So, with that, we conclude. I hope I've been able to answer all your questions. If you have any further questions, we would be happy to be of assistance. We hope to have a valuable support on a continued basis as we move ahead. On behalf of the management, I once again thank you all for taking time to join us on this call. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Ambit Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.